Good evening, everyone. It is our time of the week, Friday night. You guys are hanging with Faith Ignited on Palma Media, where you can find all of our podcasts and download our QR code, our app. We have so many amazing things coming out, the new Palma magazine, but you can also listen to, a lot of people don't know this, but you can listen to my podcast and all of our podcasts on all of the platforms, your favorite platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, all the places where you love to listen to your favorite podcasts, Faith Ignited is there for you to check out. And of course, exclusively here on Palma Media for the first hour that I'm with you, and then we share it. So I hope you guys had a great week. I hope you guys had a great, great week. I took a vacation. I had an amazing, blessed week where it's funny because whenever I'm at a beach, or whether I see a sunset, or whether I see the color of a flower. In Hawaii, I feel closest to God when I'm there. I've been going there since I was 5 years old, and I feel like my heart is there, but I also feel like I'm so close to Him. I'm so close to Jesus and to God when I'm in Hawaii. Because if you've never seen a sunset as beautiful and as glorious as my eyes have witnessed through the glory and honor of God that I'm able to see and hear, and I see God's beauty in a whole different light. The past few years, I really dedicated myself to God, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast, Faith Ignited, because a lot of times we do need to reignite our faith, because a lot of times life happens. It gets busy, and the time goes by, and God is waving His hands at us like, hey, I'm over here. And so I wanted to bring on a special guest this week. We've been friends for a good 2 years now, maybe 2.5 years. She, you know those friends that you have that as soon as you talk to them, you're like, we are soul family. I feel that this way about my friend who's coming on today to talk to you all about her experience, her light. She's filled with light. When I see her, I see God in her eyes. And I felt like she would be the perfect person to have on tonight with us. This is Faith Ignited. You're on Palma Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy. And I'd like to welcome my beautiful, my fabulous, my stunning, and so smart, my beautiful friend, Yasmin. Yaz, are you there?
I'm here, and thank you for that beautiful introduction. Oh, my gosh, you're so sweet.
You're so sweet. And thank you for doing this with me tonight. I know that you have a little one, and so time away from him is precious, and I feel honored that you would take some time out of your busy life to talk to me and our listeners here at Faith Ignited about your light that you have. Do people tell you that a lot?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I've been told a lot lately that I should become a preacher, and mm-hmm. I just feel like I've just got a big voice for Jesus.
Amen, my sister. Amen. You do. And you haven't had the easiest time with your religion. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am Muslim by blood. Mm-hmm. And so my mother and my father are both from Iran, born and bred. And I was also born in Iran. So my blood goes back to the prophets of Muhammad. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually a Sayyid Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you explain Sayyid?
Yeah, so Sayyid Muslim means that I can be traced back to the prophets of Muhammad.
Amen. Amen.
So the actual prophet is related to me not only through my mother's side, but through my father's side as well.
That's beautiful. So you do have God in you, right? You do. You are full bred, yes. And how was your upbringing in terms of spirituality, religion? Was it forced on you? Was it not? Like, how did that go?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was brought to America at a really young age, and my father was very, very strict, very Islamic, and we were eating only halal at home, and my dad was praying 5 times a day, and it was just very much male driven and very masculine energy. Yes. And just very much God and all of the prophet Muhammad believed in Jesus. He, you know,
yes,
and the Quran, it acknowledges Jesus. Yes. All day, every
yes.
day.
Amen.
So, you know, I've always had a good relationship with Jesus, but I was 3 years old and the Holy Spirit came to me and told me that I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
I knew it. I knew it. That was my
calling
at 3 years old.
And it came to you in a dream, or you had an experience?
Yeah, so it was during the day.
Okay.
I had a house right on the beach.
Okay.
And I was standing right in front of my home, and clear as day, I could see the Holy Spirit right in front of me just talking to me. It was just beautiful, powerful light. And I was just so filled with just love, and I was feeling so alone. I didn't feel like I fit into my family. I was sure I was adopted even by the age of 3. They were so mean to me, and I didn't feel the love that I needed to feel. Of course, my mother was loving.
Yes,
but
strict, right?
Was dealing with a lot of depression and just coming from this masculine environment, just
yes.
fleeing her country and just going through a lot,
yes,
right?
Yes,
a lot of trauma.
Yes.
So I wasn't brought into this really loving, calm environment, unfortunately.
Mm.
So I was so blessed to have the Holy Spirit come to me, because, you know, a lot of children, especially with what's going on in the world right now, unfortunately, mm-hmm. especially in the Middle East,
mm-hmm. God, please,
everywhere, all over the world,
yes.
you know, children are really seeing a lot of horror.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know why I was chosen. I really don't know, but I knew right away that Jesus was my Savior.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
My Lord, my King, my Savior, my everything.
Amen.
And I became a big advocate for him. And it was a big fight at home, you know, and I was 6 years old, 8 years old, begging to get baptized.
Mm.
And my father and my brother and my sister were just laughing at me and mocking me and just telling me that I didn't know what I was talking about and that I was brainwashed by white people and I just needed to grow up and do better and be better and understand the Quran more. And it was hard. I was really isolated and outcasted by it. But I just knew I was determined to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I was actually going to church 3 days a week, which was really abnormal. But I think I was about 9, 10. From 9 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old, I was at the church from Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, Friday nights, Saturday nights, and Sunday, twice a day. I was in the morning, I was going, I was in the church choir, and I was in the church choir at Sunday night, and then we had choir practice during the week.
Right.
So that's why I was there so often. I was a Eucharistic minister.
Oh.
I was running the youth program. So I was taking us to Disneyland every year. We were doing charity events to fundraise for that.
Oh, yes, my sister. It brought tears to my eyes because there's so many people we all are given the same choice to love Jesus. And not everybody wants to take that choice. What would you say to anyone that felt that they were angry with God or angry with Jesus because someone passed away or someone died or whatever the case may be, but they're angry with God? And how do you at 9, 10 fight and cry to be baptized with so much on your shoulders as a child?
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta remember that when you go back to Genesis, right? Mm-hmm. And we gave up the choice to either be part of God's kingdom or the devil's kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we did. We gave up that transfer of power. Mm-hmm. And it became the devil's world. Mm-hmm. So we don't live in God's world.
Amen.
We live in the devil's world. Amen. And so when bad things happen, it's not because God let Amen. It happen to you.
Amen.
It's because the devil is in control.
Amen. Amen, my sister.
We can't blame God because he's not in control. He's given up and surrendered that power. And that was the agreement that happened all the way since the beginning of time with Adam and Eve.
Yes, yes.
So that's why we have to put on that hedge of protection every day and ask God to protect us in this demonic world that we live in, because the biggest thing that the devil did was make us forget that he was in control, and he makes us want to think that he doesn't exist, but he's everywhere and in everything.
Yes.
All of the time.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
And we have to rebuke him.
Exactly.
And everything that we do.
Amen.
Amen. We rebuke him and we bind him to Yeshua. Because
yes.
Yeshua, you are king.
Amen.
And Jesus, we give you the power. We consent
Amen.
To letting you into our minds,
Amen.
Into our hearts,
Amen.
Into our souls.
Amen.
And we rebuke the devil and we rebuke his world that we are part of.
Amen. Amen. Couldn't have been better said. And you're so right. This is hell on earth. This is, the enemy will take your sanity right out of your hands and stomp on it and will turn you against the one thing that is love. The one thing that we all have in common is we want to be loved. God is love. And when did you have to secretly, because you said that you had to hide from your family. Can you get into that a little bit about when you were becoming kind of Christian or whatever, when you got to that place in your life where you got baptized and your brother like outed you and you felt so alone?
Yeah, definitely. So it's really interesting. I was part of the church, you know, like I said, from 9 all the way till 14, 15. I was the Eucharistic minister. I was doing all of this, but I wasn't baptized yet.
Right, right.
And I had begged and begged and begged. And my dad said, you have to wait until you're 16 years old.
Oh, man.
And once you're 16, you'll be old enough to make that decision for yourself. And so when I turned 16, he then tried to bribe me with a new car or a horse, because I was really into horses and riding horses. And
right.
So at the time, I was riding competitively.
Wow.
And I didn't have my own horse.
Oh my gosh.
And so he tried to bribe me. I said, you know, the decision is still very easy for me.
Amen. My God, this is stuff I didn't know about you, Yaz. This
yeah.
is stuff I didn't know. And God, I feel like, you said something, recently in a Facebook post that I told you I was going to ask you about, because I found it so poignant and so, kind of hit the nail on the head with what you said, which is something to the effect of the more I post about God, the more friends I lose. What do you think that is?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it happened with my family. The more I talked about God, the more family members I lost. Unfortunately, they closed their doors to me. And same with friends and even with Facebook, too. When I post about it, I feel like my light irritates their demons.
Yes. And there are
demons that have taken over low vibrating humans in this life, and including my family, my friends.
Exactly.
And when I bring awareness to God, to Jesus, and to who He is, and to the power that He possesses, and to all that glory that is righteous for Him, you know, because of Him, nothing good comes without it being God. Because of God, all things are love.
Amen.
You know, and nothing contradictory comes of God, because God never contradicts love.
Never. And I want you to be a recurring guest on this show, because we have so much to unpack with you and your life. And but can you talk a little bit about what you were doing before COVID, and with what you were kind of, I feel like you are on the front lines, right? Like me, like, we'll take a bullet for Jesus any day. I'm like, I'll take a bullet for Jesus. Go ahead. But so being on the front lines, sometimes people, we get attacked a lot more because of it. And so for us to have such a candid, open conversation about your suffering, like what you had to endure, and that you still chose Jesus, and you even with a bribe, even with against your Islamic faith, and not against the Islamic faith, but against your parents' wishes, your dad in particular. Can you talk about what age were you when your mom passed away?
Yeah, so I was 30 when my mom passed away. She passed away of cancer, and I fell into a pretty dark place, and instead of spiraling, I just felt like I needed to be better and be a representation of God. Mm. And my family was trying to put me on the street, and my parents had both passed away at this point, right back to back, a couple years apart from each other. Mm. And so my siblings were a lot older than I am, and, you know, obviously I'm the black sheep of the family, the one that got baptized, the only one that didn't stay Muslim, and mm-hmm. they stole a lot of money from me, feeling entitled to and so they tried to put me on the street, and instead of, you know, lashing out at them, which rightfully any human being would, I just chose to help God and help His people. So I reached out to a bunch of tech companies in the area, and I was getting leftover foods that they had, the employees weren't using, and it was just good food that was about to go to waste. And I would pick it up from all these companies in Sunnyvale, Palo Alto, Redwood City, and I would take it to the home encampments in San Jose. And there was about 4,000 homeless people that I was feeding every week for about 2 years.
God bless you.
Until COVID hit, and then all the companies shut down, and then those food resources went away.
Wow. And 4,000 hungry, probably, some of them mentally ill, some of them in addiction, some of them in, and those are the people that I want to be around. Those are the people that I seek. I seek the less fortunate. I seek that too. Like, there's something we need to do on this earth. We can't just sit around and wait for good things to happen. We have to put good out in order to receive, right? And, you know, I wanted to just say before we say goodnight for your segment. I know we're on 20 minutes. You still doing okay? Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, God is good. He fills my cup every day.
And I wanted to read something that you wrote today. And if anyone wants to follow Yaz, you can friend request her, Yasmin Armani, on Facebook. She's not only gorgeous and just someone you look at and just go, wow, she's not only a true beauty, but she is she's a girl's girl. She's a woman's advocate. She is an advocate for the less fortunate. She's an advocate at home. She's a wonderful mother, wife, a hard worker, and someone who has never given up the fight for God and who never will. While you're on this earth, I know you're going to do good. And I know that you've received so many blessings. And when you were feeling at your most loneliest and your darkest time, can you speak to those people right now?
Yeah, I mean, life is so hard.
Yes. Yes. I know.
But you have to be strong because yes. God loves you so much.
Yes. Yes.
And like the times that you're being tested, it's just the times that the demons around you know that you have blessings coming to you and they're just trying to break you.
Yes.
But, you know, if you just continue to just have those conversations with God, he'll remind you how loved you are. And he'll just continue to fill your cup. And you are so loved. You are so worth it. And you keep waking up every day because you have a purpose. So don't ever forget that. The second that you open your eyes in the morning, just know that you're so full of love.
Amen, amen.
They matter,
and I'm such an emotional person too, because it's so, you just want to grab everyone and say, he loves you so much. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. And if, like Yaz said, if you continue, God wants us, Jesus especially, he wants us to have a friendship with him. He wants to be our best friend. He wants us, like, instead of calling your best friend when something good happens, like, we just say, Jesus, thank you, because I know if it weren't for you, I would have never met Yaz. I would have never been blessed to know her. And, you know, although the person that, you know, we met that fights a lot of demons that brought us together, it was beyond that. God wanted you and I to remain connected. And so he plucks out the bad people and he tries to leave us with the good ones that want the best for us. And I wanted to just finish this segment with what you wrote today, which is, God, please show me how to love you and your people. Align my heart with your will and help me to make decisions that bring you glory and honor. Help me to see myself accurately so that way I can love others more fully. Show me how to show justice and mercy to those who need it. You are just and you are merciful. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So beautifully written. And I thought today, let me see what she wrote today. And then I read that and I was like, I gotta read that on the show. Because anyone who's dealing with darkness right now, to every dark there is a light side. And if anything is living proof, Yaz is here to tell you guys that no matter how bad it gets, we have Jesus in our corner. And you talked about, just to round it up, you talked about a fellowship group that you started. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's just a fellowship group that I just joined, but it's been around for a while, and it's called Faith Ignited, and I think that you guys can Google it, and there's pretty
the
much
the same name as mine? I'm Faith Ignited.
Maybe.
Oh my God, that would be so crazy.
We'll talk about it in our next one.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But anyways, you know, it's just so good to see so many people come together and just wanting to love one another and just understanding the word of God.
I feel like there's a revival happening. I really do. This younger generation, they are a lot for Jesus. And I feel like there's just a revival happening with this younger generation, which I'm so grateful to see. I was talking about my trip, and I, in the pool, met two kids that looked like they were high school boys. You know, they looked rough and tough, and I ended up talking to both of them. They were youth pastors, and, you know, all tatted up and Hawaiian, and I thought to myself, everyone looks, acts, is different. We're all a huge melting pot of people who just want the best in the world for others and for others to succeed without strings attached, right? Like, you want me to succeed just as much as I want you to succeed, just for my love of you and your love for me as a human being, and then as a sister and a friend. And you are at Red Zone, right? Your Red Zone Sports Bar and Grill. Did you want to plug them? Might as well.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. Yeah, I mean, for a good time, and you guys are looking for a sports bar, definitely come through if you're in San Jose. But, you know, God is just so good all the time, and as long as you're just remembering to be kind to yourself and kind to others and just show yourself grace, I think, you know, that's the most important message. And
yes.
Yes. In all of this, right?
Amen. And when you look at your little boy, I know you see God.
Amen.
In his eyes. He's the cutest little boy I've ever seen. And he's a little baby.
And, you know, all children, you know, and God just comes in so many shapes and forms, because he is no form. He is no color, you know. He's no race. He's just so pure and in all things. Right. And I think that's what children are really a representation of, is that they are that light, and they're just so full of, you know, love.
Yes.
They really, truly want to give so much love. And I think it's the adults that repress that love and tell them to hold it in and to keep it down and, you know, not express who they want to be and talk to their neighbors, you know. And a lot of people nowadays don't even talk to their own neighbors, and so then their children are learning to be afraid of one another.
Yes.
And it's just not the world that God wanted for us. And he really wanted us to teach one another and to love one another and to learn from each other, because everybody's so different and everybody has a lesson to teach.
Amen. Yes, you are an amazing guest. I could talk to you for hours, and you know that. And we're gonna follow up with you, because you have ignited something in this show that you need to come back and talk about, because we have so much to unpack. And, you know, doing a follow-up story and keeping communication with you, I think it would be great if you would come back as a guest, like in the future, if that would be okay.
I'm absolutely honored to be on the show tonight, and anytime in the future that you want to have me, I'd be more than happy. You know, thank you so much for giving me your time tonight.
You too, sweetheart. And thank you for your words of wisdom, your kind words. Thank you for being here tonight, and I love you, and we'll talk soon, okay?
I love you more. Have the best night, and kisses. And thank you to everyone that was listening to us tonight. I hope that we provided some sort of value for you.
Amen.
And we hope to hear from you next time.
Yeah, we have to get some questions for you. Maybe we could do that too. That would be awesome. Thank you, Yaz. Have a blessed night. I love you. Bye-bye. That was Yaz Armani, Yasmin Armani. What a ray of light she is. Like, I literally, you guys, had chills that entire interview. I don't know about you guys, but whenever I speak to people who, I'm going to say, are like me, who aren't afraid to express their faith, who aren't afraid what people are going to say because I love Jesus so much. I am not a very strict religious person per se, but I am a Christian and I am spiritual, and Yaz is, you guys heard it here, she, you know, Muslim family that didn't want her to choose Jesus for her and get baptized, and she begged for years. Imagine begging your parents to be baptized. Wow, that is incredible. Thank you, Yaz, for your amazing input. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for saying yes to coming back. And we're gonna get into a story. We have another half hour to go on the show, but as far as guests go, top for me. Thanks, Yaz. All right, guys, let's get into a good story tonight, a feel-good story. Let's put some more good energy and good vibes into the world. Let's continue this love fest. Wow, I just still can't get over how incredible Yaz's story thus far. Some great, great messages within there. I hope one of those resonates with someone out there. Instead of doing a story tonight, we have a big day here on Saturday. Dia de Portugal. We celebrate it here in California on this Saturday in San Jose's Kelly Park. And this is a beautiful day that they put on out there. There's so many great booths and entertainment, and I know we have a booth out there for Palma. You'll be able to maybe meet some Palma people, and we celebrate on the 10th. It's supposed to be on the 10th of June, because June 10th we celebrate Senhor Luiz de Camões, because that's the day he died, an icon, a poet, in his own right. And so Portugal Day is a national holiday in Portugal that is celebrated annually on June 10th, the day of the death of poet Luiz de Camões. This day pays tribute to Portugal, the Portuguese people, the Lusophone culture, and the Portuguese presence worldwide. And it's so cool because they're gonna have Portuguese food there, all kinds of people, important heavy hitters in the community out there, celebrating on that day. It is this Saturday, which is tomorrow, June 8th, starting at 10 a.m. and it goes to 5 p.m. It is only on Saturday, and on Sunday they don't do anything, but on the 10th I believe they do a parade in honor of Senhor Luiz de Camões. So it is at 1650 Center Road, San Jose, California, United States, California 95112. be there, you guys, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Find yourself something good to eat. Find yourself something good on the stage. Meet some people. Talk to some new people. Run into old friends, new friends. And it's a really beautiful day. I went, not last year, but the year before, I went. And I went with my mom and Natalia, as you guys know, my best friend, I always tell you. We went and it was great, but it is very, very warm out there on that those grounds over there. And it's supposed to be really warm this weekend. So make sure you guys put your sunscreen on if you are going to the Dia de Portugal celebration on Saturday, June the 8th. 2024, Kelly Park, and you know, you could just enjoy an afternoon of Portuguese food, wine, entertainment. It's fun for the entire family. The event itself is free to the public, so we must join them on that, right? We must join them on that. And within this park and within this celebration, there's the Portuguese Historical Museum, which I had the pleasure of seeing the year before last. But the Portuguese Historical Museum opened on June 7th, 1997, just a few days before Portugal Day, which is commemorated on June 10th annually. The museum is one of the major attractions of History San Jose. In keeping with the theme of the historical park, it depicts life as it was in Santa Clara Valley, now known as Silicon Valley, at the turn of the 20th century. The Portuguese Historical Museum is a replica of the first permanent impadio, a chapel to the Holy Spirit. It was built in San Jose circa 1915, and it was constructed on the present site of the IES Hall on East Santa Clara Street and US 101. The Impadio, like many of its counterparts in the Azores, was built to honor the Holy Spirit. It also served as the center of much social and religious activity. At the turn of the century, it was represented the continuation of celebrated traditions that helped make easier the immigrants transitioning from the old world to the new, maintaining strong bonds to their heritage. Approximately 3,200 square feet of the exhibit square on two levels. On the ground floor, the emphasis is on the reconstructed altar that serves as the backdrop for the explanation of the significance of the Holy Ghost celebrations. Another major showpiece is the etched glass. There's a map depicting the Portuguese world. This beautiful piece graces the entrance of the museum, and with the view, visitors are introduced to Portuguese history and culture. Display cases house and ever-changing exhibits on topics such as life in the old country, coming to America, and making a living. The lower floor hosts rotating exhibits that relive historical events like the 1957 volcanic eruption off of the Azorean island of Fayal and the exodus of refugees that it spawned. In addition, exhibits such as folklore and Portuguese marching bands show how the traditions continue to be a part of Portuguese American culture. Portuguese immigrants. This is the story founded in the context of the overall picture of the Portuguese historical experience. You see all kinds of things sort of unfolding in front of your eyes. The museum will be one of constantly changing exhibits. The permanent collection will be frequently augmented by other temporary displays from other parts of California, the United States, and even Portugal. The goal is to make the museum a constant venue of entertainment and education about the Portuguese culture and history. A theater in the basement reintroduces past exhibits that have been shared to the back to the space of its display in the museum. Digitalizing the exhibits began in 2018, and once completed, they will be available to the museum, all the museum visitors in the theater, and also to virtual visitors on the internet via their website, which is what I'm reading from, which is from www.portuguesemuseum.org. www.portuguesemuseum.org. It is, if you've never been and you're in California and you aren't doing anything on Saturday, go see some people, surround yourself with our culture, our food, our people. Outside of the museum, there's two large sort of backstands, and they're replicas of those that flanked the original Impediu stand as a sentiment guarding a breaking reproduction of the Rosa dos Ventos, this beautiful compass which adorns the monument at the discoveries in Lisbon, and has been received in the plaza in front of the museum. Made of beautiful Portuguese tile, Portuguese craftsmen, and made by Portuguese craftsmen, it conveys the visitor to the visitor the majesty of the Portuguese world. So this is financed by an individual contributors whose names are inscribed in granite on our bandstands. The plaza in the crowning glory of the museum and is one of the great tourist attractions in all of San Jose, California. Wow. So the museum hours are noon to 3:30 p.m. or you can make an appointment with them. And they are, again, 1650 Center Road, San Jose, California. Go check them out, guys. Another thing I want to talk to you guys about before I go is if you have seen our last two magazines, Palma magazines that have come out, I am sure you all are equally as impressed by this magazine and the hard work and all of the love that it takes to make something like this happen, like a magazine. So if you have not, it is $21 for a year of digital magazine, monthly editions coming out once a month. And this year we're featuring June as our, or this time it's our first time, June, we are featuring our Portuguese Pride, also our Happy Pride to everyone else who might be listening. Happy Pride to all of you. In this month of June, we celebrate you, and we celebrate love. I think the message of this show tonight, really, when you boil it all down and everything is condensed down into this beautiful sort of soup of goodness that we just created, now we get to try the soup and actually experience this podcast. I want it to be an experience when you come here. I want you to leave here feeling better, feeling hopeful, feeling inspired, and most importantly, feeling loved. I love you. I love all of you. I just love to love. And sometimes that gets me into trouble in this evil world that we live in, where the enemy really tries his hardest. He tries his hardest to make you feel like a failure in everything you've done or are doing. He makes you think you are worthless. He makes you feel like there's no hope. But there's always, always, always hope and love waiting for you to just take it. It's yours for free. It's free, because at the end of the day, Jesus paid the price for all of us to be able to be free, to choose what we think is right, what we know is right, what we feel is right, but it's our choice. And if we all chose to be a little kinder to one another, a little more compassion, a little more tolerance, if we can just have that, this world would be so amazing. Could you imagine? So share the love this weekend. Share the love, as my granddaughter says. Share the love. Share the love with your neighbors. Share the love with your friends. Share the love with your family, your kids. Share the love of God. Share your truths. Share your heart. I hope you guys can feel my heart. And how truly invested I am in bringing you guys the best content here on Faith Ignited. And I know that I have some very loyal listeners, so I want to shout out to them. The loyal listeners that listen every single week, thank you. Thank you for your support. And the ones who listen to it on replay after or on Spotify or Google Play or any of those other platforms where you listen to your favorite podcasts. Faith Ignited is there, and I want to wish you guys a beautiful weekend. If you guys are going to Dias Portugal, say hello at the Palma table. Sign up for a raffle prize. I think they're going to have a raffle. They're going to have some fun things going on. So it's going to be a very fun day. I unfortunately won't be able to go. We've had these other family plans for a while on the calendar. I had just forgotten the date until I realized it was the same day as Dias Portugal. If all of you are going, say hello to my friends at the Palma booth. Say hello to my friends and your friends and our friends. And I wish you all a beautiful, blessed weekend filled with love, hope, inspiration, and kindness, and most importantly, with love. I'll see you all back here, same time, same place, next week, where we can dive into some other stories, some stuff that I have ideas for shows that we can do. And I'm excited for where this podcast is going in the future. So I appreciate your kindness, and we'll see you next Friday. Or if you're listening to it on the replay, thank you for listening. God bless. Good night.